January 20th, 1981 was Inauguration Day in the U.S. It was also the day a 444-day hostage crisis ended in Iran. The story of that day is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgroLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agroliquid.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
While 52 U.S. hostages were held for the full 444 days, Rocky Sickman says he was with just a few hostages during that entire time.
I saw you November 4th, 1979. I don't see you again until January 20th, 1981, when they take us from our room, put us onto this vehicle, we're all blindfolded. They drive us to the airport. Now, again, if you're going home, why would they blindfold you, right? But they had complete control for 444 days.
But on January 20th, 1981, the hostages were transported to the airport, their blindfolds removed, and Rocky saw some of his fellow hostages for the first time in over a year. However, he still had no idea what would happen next.
They start chanting death to America, spitting on us, and they're escorting us to the back of an airplane. Yeah, what's the chances of this going to happen? I mean, you didn't know if you were going to live or die for 444 days.
The plane went to the end of the runway, but even then, Rocky thought it was all a stunt to get their hopes up.
He's got his foot on the brake and the plane starts to shake. All of a sudden, it comes back down to an idle. The number of times of the mock firing squads to rush roulette, and here they are making it feel like you're going to go home. No, we're not going to let you go home. They turn the runway lights off.
He later learned why that plane sat at the end of the runway for a while.
They waited 20 minutes until President Carter was out of office and Reagan came in, and then they turned the runway lights off. But we had no idea.
It wasn't until about 45 minutes after takeoff, when two Turkish fighter jets began escorting their plane, that they knew they were truly going home. Traveling the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.